Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. It's Megan, your queen of automation, and I've got something that'll revolutionize your business and your life. Digital Magic CRM. Imagine having all the tools you need in one place. No more juggling multiple platforms or relying on complex or make Zapier workflows. With Digital Magic CRM, you get powerful automated workflows, seamless email marketing, website integration, and more. It's truly a business in a box that saves you time, money, and helps you build the lifestyle you love. Ready to streamline your business and live your dream? Check out Digital Magic CRM and let's make some magic happen.
Listen up, y'all. It's the queen of automation, Megan Donnelly, here to give you inspiration. Founders and business owners, gather round. I'm gonna show you how to build systems that'll astound. Streamline your processes, no need for complications.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Chronically Automated, the show that talks all about smart systems for messy realities. I'm your host, Megan Donnelly.
And I'm Anthony Labosco.
One of these days, it's just going to be perfect and seamless. Either that or we're going to pre-record it. I'm just kidding. That was really good. We did it this time. I feel like we did it really well.
Yes, we did. It was good.
This has been a crazy week. Has this been a crazy week for you? So first and foremost, we are recording this episode like way late because we both, I don't even know what happened. I tried to like figure out what happened last week and we just like, I don't know, whatever. That's the matter. Fourth of July, that's what happened. And who knows? So here we are. Now we're recording and we are going to talk today about, this is kind of funny. I'm just going to read what we wrote and we'll jump into it. So this episode, we're calling Your Calendar Isn't Broken, Your Self-Concept Is. And what that means and how we kind of define this hidden problem is we always try to find like the hidden problem behind all of the topics that we want to talk about. What we came up with, and I will just, again, read what we came up with, and then we can kind of unpack it for everybody. Is that, yeah, right. That's all right. So chronically ill and neurodiverse folks. I hate the word folks. Chronically ill and neurodiverse people and humans often plan. We have a tendency to plan for a version of ourselves that we wish we were instead of who we actually are right now. And so the result ends up with burnout, abandoned systems and processes, and then self-blame. We blame ourselves. We get really, really hard on ourselves. So what I would love to do is kind of go through how you and I deal with this, because like we actually have some really good examples, because Anthony went through this a couple weeks ago. We were building some stuff out for him, and I hope it's okay for me to put you emotionally out there. You got really upset with yourself. Like you were really upset. Like you thought it was broken and you thought you were doing something wrong. And after we kind of unpacked and looked at everything and stepped back, it was fine. Like it was totally fine. We just had to readjust some stuff and it was fine. So it's really, really tough when you're a neurodiverse person or you're dealing with a chronic illness. I feel like we are our biggest supporters and we beat ourselves up more than anybody else does, right? Like we make ourselves feel bad. Like nobody else has to do it for us. We're going to do it at least 50 times a day.
Well, and I want to just say this, Megan, that, you know, it's not like we have a choice. So it's something that unfortunately is part of who we are. And that's part of, you know, what we work on and everything like that. And we have to be very, like you said, be very conscious of it. But yeah, It was a moment to say the least.
It's really hard because we are obviously here to help others in similar situations and talk about the technology and the stuff that we use to help curb that. But what happens, and this is exactly what happened, you know, I think it wasn't last week, it was the week before, but whatever, it doesn't even matter. What happens when the system is the thing that's making you doubt yourself, right? When the systems that we put in place is the very thing that makes us go, crap, right? Like this isn't working. Like I'm not doing it right. Like, you know, and it's, the system is a tool and we all have to remember that. Like it is a tool and we build the tools specifically for you. So one of the things that we're doing, even specifically with Anthony and his new venture and how he's repurposing his business and doing,
life.
As he's working through, just life goals and stuff. We're building it specific to his life right now. Right. And it looks so totally different, Anthony, seriously, from when we first started talking, you were like, this is what I want to do. And I remember these conversations. He's like, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. Where we are now to where we talked about, or what we talked about even 3 months ago, is so totally different. You're like on a different playing field. Because when we talked through it, it was one of, as we were having these conversations, we realized, well, that's not really going to work for you. And is that what you really want? In having those, just having the open and honest conversations and being able to understand your capacity, right? We call them daily capacity checks. That's what I call them. Like, he needed something in place. And most people with brains, like with my ADHD brain, oh my God, I just did it before we jumped on this call. Riverside, which is what we record on, has like this new like visual effects thing. And like, I go to hit record and I was like, ooh, what's this? And he's like, oh, they introduced this. And then all of a sudden we were talking about visual effects instead of hitting record to record this episode. So it's shit like that that happens to us all the time. We bounce from one idea to the other idea. We see shiny object syndrome. We get squirrels over here that we're looking at. We need systems and processes in our lives, not even just our business, but just in our lives in general, that have the ability to redirect and pivot with us at the at the drop of a pin, at the drop of a hat. And so when we're talking about tools that adapt to you, this is why DMC is so great, because the way that we've got his system set up, he doesn't have to, he can skip workflows. He can put people into workflows and then skip certain parts of it. He can push people to workflows. He can push people through over here. And he has the ability to be like, crap, I didn't want Tom in this. So he can just go in and remove Tom from that workflow. And he won't get those emails anymore. He won't get he won't go through the calls. He won't go through the, and so being able to pivot, I want to ask you, how has that helped you being able to adapt and pivot to your just daily working life? Because it's not the same. Like, even though it's the same every day, it's not the same every day, right? Like, oh crap, I have to go drop my daughters off at XYZ. I can't do this right now. Pause, stop, whatever. Like, I think it's amazing watching you, because you can do your manual calls when you want to do your manual calls, and the system's not going to move those people through to the next step until that manual call happens. And that manual call happens when Anthony is ready to take the manual call. It's fucking mind-blowing. It's amazing.
Yeah. So I would just say, and thank you for that. I mean, yeah, it's just amazing to see the progression of this, right? But I mean, I'm gonna have a shout out to you and the DMC team, because look, you can have technology, you can have the best technology in the world, but if you do not have the team to, number one, like what Megan does, and we have a lot that we can relate to together, but still, you know, she knows this in and out. And when I have my MS brain or whatever it is, like the anxiety that comes in and says, everything right now in my life is very, you know, I'm very much in building mode, but I'm also in survival mode too. So you want to make sure, I have to make sure every day that I'm executing and I am doing this well. So what Megan was referring to before was a workflow that I wanted to, or I talked to Megan about creating, and then it wasn't actually working, you know, at first, but you know, Megan's like, yeah, we can definitely do it. But what it comes down to is that in my mind, I'm saying, oh my God, it was me. This is too complicated. We can't do this because I did this. And then I go off on a tangent and everything. And then, you know, she brings it back. But overall, you know, the way that this system works and the flexibility of the system and what technology should be able to do, or not even should, it has to be able to do regardless of where you are, is complement, make you better. And you can then walk in and do your daily grind, whatever it is that you're doing, and be able to, I mean, I happen to pivot because I work on many different revenue streams, right? However, sales is at the core, of everything I do. So DMC with this core enables me to do everything. So then, you know, I don't know if I'm going off on tangent over here or what, but overall, I mean, Megan, that's really what my journey has been. And it really is wild to see it, how it's unfolding. I was thinking just before, I'm like, this looks so much different. And I swear I was thinking of this before I even got on with you and before we talked about this. Like a month ago or even 2 months ago, I never would have thought I'd be doing what I'm doing. And that's all because of you and the technology and the way that I've embraced it and the way that I was, when you see certain things that really fit into your life, you just boom, you say, yep, that's it. It's exactly what I need. And then you're like, wow, holy shit, this actually is the way that you could do this. So
it actually works.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It really is mind blowing.
So it's funny that you say it that way. First of all, thank you, because I appreciate that. And I hope everybody that works with us appreciates that too, because that's really, at the end of the day, I don't want a piece of software and I don't need a million clients. Like that's not the end game. Like hearing you say that, in hearing on a real regular daily basis and from other customers as well, how happy they are and how the system makes their life better and how they get more time back in their day. And the fact that they're able to, the fact that Anthony can leave at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and go do things with his kids or, you know, or his wife, or go, like today I went to lunch, you know, and it's building that lifestyle that you can do. Well, but we can, is the thing. You can if you really want to. And that's why I love this system. And that's why I love what I do, because that's what your life should be. Your life should be what you want it to be. Now, I'll say this. The cliche when it comes to like CRM systems and stuff like that, and that's really what we're talking about right now, is a CRM system. But whatever system you use, whether it's a CRM, whether it's an Excel spreadsheet, whether it's sticky notes, I don't care. The system that works is the system that you use, plain and simple. It is a cliche saying that's out there, but it's true. If you don't want to buy a CRM system because you're never going to use it, then don't buy a CRM system. For the love of God, buy something that works for you, or put a system and process in place that works for you.
So
job is, right?
And I love that. And Megan, honestly, maybe you're going to shoot me for saying this, but you know, when I first got DMC and everything, you know, I didn't know how to use it, didn't know what we were doing and everything with it. And then just sort of grew into it. The last thing that I'm doing now is I'm starting to really create my opportunities. And I've always had lists of my opportunities and I have lots of contacts in there, but the capability of everything to execute on, you know, whether it's using the auto dialer and the workflows and everything like that to get people in the door, to make sure that I can follow up and I can automate the really important things, which is the core of my business, and now focusing on creating all the opportunities, which is interesting because here we have a CRM. That should be the first thing that you do. But with me, it's been, you know, in this whole process, it's, you know, it's been a little while to do that. But, you know, and that's the thing too, with technology, do not be afraid to, you want some technology that you can grow into. And that's what I saw with this and said, oh my God, this is not only going to be a CRM, it's going to run my business and it's going to run my, really the core of my life too. Not my life, but you know what I mean.
And that's really, at the end of the day, what I love about it for you is going back to kind of what we were talking about with this episode, is that it allows you to take away the self-blame and the burnout. It allows you, because it is going to be something that you're going to use and you're going to use effectively, and because you have people that you can talk to. Like at the end of the day, that's fundamentally what solo entrepreneurs and small teams need. You need, and if you, you know, maybe it's not a business coach, maybe it's a community, maybe it's whatever it is, you need people. Okay. Neurodiverse people, chronically ill people need other people to talk to. You need other people to bounce ideas off of. You need someone other than just yourself to reassure you and say, hey, deep breath, like, let's take a step back. Why don't you just tell me? And sometimes I don't even need to do anything. And that's like the coolest part about our relationship is sometimes like I'll get a message from Anthony and it'll be like, oh my God, what did I do? And then he's like, never mind.
Yeah, I fixed
all
it.
All he needed was to just say that in our private message. He'll just say it, and then he takes a closer look, and then he finds it, and he fixes it. So he's learning how to kind of fix the things as well, and he's working his like way through this stuff, which is amazing to see. When you have a system in place, again, doesn't have to be this one, whatever system you have in place, if it is not working for you, abandon it and try something new. And don't be afraid to try something new just because the first one didn't work, or the second one, or even the third one. Keep going until you find something that works, because I promise 100%. You, systems and processes will make your life better. And systems and processes does not mean technology. It could be people. The best thing I ever did was hire a small team, because I physically need a person. Like when I finally did it and figured out that that is what I need, my entire life changed, my entire trajectory changed, and it's been a whole different ballgame for me. Now, maybe some people don't need that, but I need a human person to take, to be able to train them and teach them and take all the stuff that I hate to do, because I am somebody who, if I hate to do something, I will never do it. And when I do it, I will roll my eyes and I will huff and puff. I'll roll my eyes. I'll be miserable. It will take me 5 times as long, and it will, you know, I try not to obviously put anything out that's bad quality, but it definitely won't be my best quality, because I'll be like, oh. And I am, I'm like a freaking 2-year-old. I'm a 2-year-old. And so what I have found is having a system that automates 85 to 90% of my business and one person, that's my sweet spot. Everything's all, like almost everything is automated. And for all the other crap that I don't like that we can't get rid of, you know, she's amazing and she does amazing things. And I could not run this business without her at all. Like there's no way. I would just go back to bed now. I'd be like, peace out. You guys figure it out on your own. I'm going back to bed. Yeah. Could you imagine if Andrea left? I'd be like, I would literally crawl back into bed and just put the covers up over my head and be like, type Anthony, Darren, Nat, I'll be back sometime later. Oh my God. I need like 5 of her.
Yeah.
And you need 4 of me. And then the world would be complete.
4 of you. Wow, that would be interesting.
Could you imagine 4 of my brains out there in the world, like talking about this stuff? I feel like it would be really, either really, really cool or not so much. It's probably the latter. Yeah. But, you know,
why can't it be both? No, I'm kidding.
Cool and freaky all at the same time.
Awesome and like, oh, whoa.
I'm really curious to know, What did you do before? Like before all of this, like before we found our inner circle, like I can tell you how I dealt with it, and it wasn't really good. I would love to know, like, what did you do when you were feeling, because you've gone through a completely transformational year, a couple of years, finding out about the MS and like all of the stuff that you've gone through, but how did you deal with it before? Like before you even knew that it was MS. And what was happening? Did you just, I'm so curious.
You know, what's interesting is that there was always stuff there. And I always knew that, you know, whether it was, you know, in the form of anxiety or, you know, some other shortcomings and things like that. I just went with it, right? I didn't know. I just thought it was normal for me, right? Until it wasn't, until I knew that, oh my God. This is it. Like it's my face was literally on fire for whatever reason. And I'm like, that's not normal. And, you know, Yeah. And that's it. And then all of a sudden we do something like that. We can obviously do like a huge episode on this, but you know, the short of it is this, you know, I spent a year and a half, you know, hiding it, and that didn't work out because I went through two jobs in 4 months, and, you know, and I would say that I probably hit almost rock bottom again. I mean, I broke my shoulder during that time too, you know, because of stress at work, right? I mean, so it's like all these things were happening, but you continue to move forward. And then all of a sudden, I don't want to, you know, I sound totally like I'm pitching brand built and everything like that. But honestly, because I knew of Darren from the technology industry, I kept seeing his posts and I'm like, he's talking to me. And, you know, then from there, I knew, and I really leaned into the fact that I need to just do a complete teardown of my life and who I am and get out there. But once you put yourself out there, and here's the point, once I put myself out there, I started meeting just the best people in the world, you know, including yourself, right? And if you stay silent, and if you just, you know, woe in your misery and everything like that, and I've learned to really follow my instincts. And, you know, you can't plan this stuff out. You can't plan out the fact that, oh, I'm going to have this wonderful system, and I'm going to use, all of a sudden technology is going to level the playing field for me. Are you kidding me? I was waking up hoping that I was not burning on the side of my face, and I'm able to, you know, how am I going to provide for my family? But once you do that and take that first step and keep going, man, I mean, wonderful things.
Once
have
you
just
do
happened.
It once, yeah. Once you do it once, you can repeat it. If you can do it one time successfully, you can do it again. If you can do it two times, you can do it again.
And here's the thing, you know, Megan, with, you know, obviously, you know, not only being an awesome person, but, you know, just an expert in automation and, you know, this platform we have, DMC and everything. I am the definition of I didn't know what I didn't know. And like, once I started having these conversations with her, you know, I think we started to, you know, in November of last year, I was like, what is going on? What are you talking about? And it was very hard to believe in that, you know? So it really depends on where a person is in their headspace and everything like that too, because, you know, at that point I just knew there was something, you know, my instinct was telling me I have to just continue going forward with this. And I know where I want to be. I know what I want to be doing, but I had no idea that this would just unravel the way it did and has, you know, absolutely wrapped everything up. But when you know what to look for, know what not to look for, then when you see, and that's like how I met my wife too, when you know what not to look for, and then you see something and you know what to look for, boom, it's like, holy cow. But it took me a while. And as you said, Megan, it's, still takes a little while. Like, are you freaking kidding me? We can do this with.
I'll tell you. So, I am on the completely opposite side of Anthony's story. And actually, I'm finding out I'm on the completely opposite side of a lot of adult entrepreneur stories. I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was 16. Okay. So, I've been dealing with this my entire life. My oldest brother is deaf and autistic, and obviously, born deaf. And they found out about the autism later on in his life. And my mom said to me way before we even got the diagnosis that she felt like we should do it. And we just, I don't know why it took her until I was 16, but I'm actually really glad that she did, because I was old enough to advocate for myself. We didn't go the medication route. We went the healthy diet route and like did a bunch of other stuff, which was really cool. But TLDR, before we sign off, for all of the people that are listening right now. One, don't hide it. Talk about it. Find a group of people to talk about it with. There are people out there that understand what you're going through. It is not your fault. Do not self-blame yourself if you're not getting it fast enough, or if you feel like everybody, just ignore all that. Okay? You got this. It's fine. Two, not every system is going to work for you. You have to find what works for you. Does it mean technology? It could be a human. It could be, like I said, sticky notes, Excel spreadsheets. I don't care. We work differently. Our brains think differently. Do not feel bad or self-blame, because the new fad out there isn't working for you, right? Like, just don't, like, ignore all the shit and figure out what works for you is really at the end of the day what you need to do. And three, reach out to Anthony and I. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you. We will talk to you about all of these things, all of the stuff we've gone through. We don't care if you use DMC. We don't care if you, we really don't. I mean, and I, you know, obviously, yeah, at the end of the day, we're all doing this entrepreneur thing because we want to make money and support our families and all of that and not eat ramen noodles for the rest of our lives.
I mean, but do it my way and do it your way and do it our way because we kind of have to. That's the crux of everything. So, you know, I agree. Anyone that thinks they can't do it, look at people that can do it. And, you know, that's the thing. Right. And please, Megan is an inspiration. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there that actually do it. You just have to find out and see, okay, this is how you do it.
Yeah. And if it isn't me, find somebody like myself that you can talk to. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a problem solver. Like the goal for me and people that work with us is to learn about you at a fundamental level and not just to shove you into a piece of software or a system or a process because it's what you're supposed to do. No, we build it for you. Like, it has to be all about you and what works for you, your business, your life goals. It's all about you. It's not about me. Never has been, never will be, because that's ridiculous. I'm not the one using it. And if I was, I would build it for me. So at the end of the day, don't self-blame. Don't burn out. Don't stress out about it. And you know what? Software is a tool. If you don't like the tool, stop paying for it. Find something new.
But I can say firsthand, technology levels the playing field. And that's it.
It really does.
It levels the playing field. Being able to compete on a high level, like I always have, was my main concern. And I'm sure many people out there too think of that. But technology, for me, and maybe for a lot of other people too, and like Megan was saying, maybe not, it's a game changer. So anyway, I'll leave you with that.
It is. 100%. I think that's a wrap. 100%. Game changer.
I love this. What a great episode.
Yeah, I have been thinking about this for a while now because of what happened a few weeks ago with you. And it was like, we have to talk about this with everybody else. We just have to. This is such a great concept and such a great topic because so many people are being diagnosed now, like in their 40s. They're just learning that they have ADHD and they've been living with this for 40 years and have no idea why they're freaking out all the time. Ding, ding, ding. Come talk to me. I've been doing this a long time. But at the end of the day, technology, operations, systems, they are only good when they work. Don't stress out about it. You guys know where to find us. And we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, ambitious founders. It's Megan, your queen of automation, here to introduce you to the ultimate community for high growth founders. BrandBuild. As someone deeply involved, I can tell you firsthand how transformative this community can be. Co-founded by Darren Mass and Nat Berman, BrandBuild offers top-tier business coaching, powerful networking opportunities, and all the resources you need to scale fast. Join a community that's all about growth, support, and making big things happen. Ready to elevate your business? Come join us at BrandBuild and let's build something extraordinary together.